Blog Talk Radio.
Inside my soul, Lord, have mercy. We are so thankful and grateful to praise the Lord on another fire gospel experience that is truly dedicated to honoring the true and only living creator God. Now, right now, beloved, is the time to let our minds, our bodies, and our souls be renewed and refreshed in our relationship with our great, wonderful, and magnificent God, our Father. And there are not enough words to fully express the appreciation and gratitude that we have for his precious, beautiful Son, our Prince of Peace, our wonderful Messiah and Redeemer Savior, Jesus the Christ. Right here on this fire gospel experience, Jesus the Christ is unashamedly, unequivocally, as well as unapologetically, y'all, declared to be the only Redeemer, the only acceptable Lamb of God. He is the only chosen one with the keys of life, death, hell, and the grave, and most of all, our beautiful, wonderful, eternal gift of life everlasting. He's our only hope in life for this lost, dark, and dying world that you and I are living in. And we are living under the power of Almighty God. I am your purpose and power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson, and I'm here to bring you the most uplifting spiritual inspirations as well as some of the most anointed gospel music that has ever been made and ever been played. Fire! gospel experience will light, ignite, and burn those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl, so that you can be that victorious believer in Jesus Christ. But you got to be in Jesus. You can't be on the outside walking around trying to be spiritual all by yourself and acting like you're saved. No, you have to let the blood of Jesus Christ be covering over your life. Because listen, God is not a respecter of persons, y'all. No, he's just looking for a humble heart to worship and fellowship with him in spirit and in truth. We will be embracing for your spiritual consideration and your sanctified nutrition from the book of Luke, chapter 14 and verse 10, where our Lord Jesus gave a parable that is so appropriate for Christians of all ages. He spoke against the need that we at times have to be the chiefest among all others. How we clamor for notoriety, certain recognitions, which translate into certain places of high dignity and honor. Our Lord Jesus directs our intentions to reach higher by going lower. Humility is the key to elevation from God, so very much unlike the ways of mankind. We're going to talk about go up higher later on in the broadcast, but right now my special guest is here. I was introduced to this young man's gospel message, musically speaking, and I was so moved, I had to track him down, y'all, and bring him on as my special guest. He is a man of a heartfelt passion for God. You can feel it in his conversation. You can feel it in his music. And when he sings and when he plays, you'll know that this man has had a connection and has a connection with the Most High God. Talk about our Lord Jesus Christ. Gospel artist, man of God, Tracy Satterwhite is here. And I have a special guest that'll be joining us for my Shine Artist Spotlight. He's on the way, but right now I want you to go ahead and call a family member. I want you to call a friend, a neighbor, a co-worker, anybody that Holy Spirit God is in your spirit right now. And let them know that Brother Ron E. Jefferson is back on the internet radio, y'all, giving you inspiration to keep on keeping on as we glorify God, because that's what it's really all about. Thank you, Holy Spirit God, for covering us, keeping us, watching over us, sanctifying us, redeeming us, renewing us, refreshing us all over again. And thank you for lighting a fuse that's about to set this internet and the radio airwaves on Holy Ghost sanctified fire. Fire, fire. Thank you, Lord. Do what you do, God. There's been such a wonderful, magnificent, everlasting, eternal change in my life, and that is only because of the presence of Almighty God, Jesus Christ, my personal Savior, Holy Spirit God, who comforts and keeps us moving along that upward path to be just like our Lord Jesus. My special guest, man of God, Tracy Satterwhite, just taking us behind the veil right at the beginning of this fire gospel experience, talking about change me, Lord. Help me to be what you want me to be, and we'll be so, so satisfied. So without any further ado, my special guest, man of God, gospel artist, musician extraordinaire, Tracy Satterwhite, here on this fire gospel experience, y'all. Welcome him. Welcome him. Tell him to come on in the room, y'all.
God bless you. God bless you. You got it most
bless
definitely on fire,
God.
Doc.
Amen, amen. That's how we do it right here, good brother, good brother. Listen, man, I want to thank you for your patience. I know we have been working on getting you in here in that seat that you're sitting in right now, and I just want to let you know, just like I'm sure you already believe, that everything works well according to God's perfect plan. We may have things set forth. We may plan things, but sometimes we have to let God plan the outcome. So welcome, man of God. I am so happy that you're here, and I would just love for you to share a testimony of how you made that tremendous decision to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. And then we're just going to let the conversation flow.
Man, I first of all, I want to thank God for this opportunity, and I want to thank you for the opportunity for bringing me on. My journey with God started at a young age, man. I accepted Christ at a young age in Freeport, Louisiana, singing with the Bright Star Mail Course and Save You Concert Choir. I started singing at the age of 10. So
okay.
I've been singing. I'm 50 now, so I've been singing. I've been doing ministry, music ministry, for 40 years.
Wow.
And God has blessed me to be able to make it to this point where we are now. And I accepted him at a young age.
Amen, amen. Well, listen now, 40 years, that's tremendous right there. That's four decades. That's twice as long as some people live. That's why I pray for our juveniles. They are out there with blood on their hands and thinking that gangster and being a murderer is what it's all about. So 40 years is something to be recognized, sir. So why don't you share with the listeners, what does it take to maintain a consistency of that type of commitment that can last for over four decades?
Oh, man, you just have to stay faithful and have to stay grounded and believe in what God has put in you. My mom instilled in me early that God was the foundation of my life, and my father instilled that in me as well. And even in my music mm-hmm. ministry, I've kept that foundation. Even when things didn't go the way I wanted it to go, I kept that foundation that God has his hand on my life. So okay. I could not fade. I could not stop what God is the journey that God has me on. No matter how hard it gets, you just have to keep striving.
Amen, amen. That's a word right there, listeners. He said keep on keeping on. And then let me share this with you too, good brother, because a lot of men, black, white, red, brown, rainbow, it don't matter, we have a tendency to hold our emotions in. We have been misled to think that expressing our emotions are somehow a sign of weakness as opposed to a sign of strength. Can you share with us how you have grown to the point where you can appreciate being able to freely express emotions as a man and realize that it's not what maybe we were taught or what we may have thought ourselves? Talk about male emotions.
Yeah, we as men we have to understand that yes, we need to be strong and we have to be strong, but there are times that we are filled with emotions and we have to cry. That doesn't mean you're weak.
Mm-hmm.
That means you're just showing, you're letting your emotions show, and therefore
yes, sir.
That's a part of being a man as well. Just being strong and being tough. That's a good trait, but you also have to have an emotional side to you as well, to where you have that balance and just have to accept that God is working in your life, even through the emotional moments. You're still a man. Just because you cry, that doesn't mean you're not a man. Just because you show emotion, that doesn't mean you're not a man. That shows a good quality in a man, that you can be strong and have a compassionate heart as well.
See, the thing about it is we say, but we're not superhuman. We have a God that has all power that embellishes us sometimes to do supernatural things. He gets the praise. He gets the glory for it. But when we express our emotions, all that is saying is that we're human. We are human beings with the spirit of a living God inside of us. We are vessels. But sometimes it's okay because tears purify our hearts, our minds, our soul. It's a release. It gives us the opportunity to ventilate things that may frustrate us and things that can slowly eat away at us. And if you don't think your emotions can affect you physically, you need to check your blood pressure. You need to check your stress levels. You need to be able to look at states of depression because, see, the devil wants to box us in with negative emotions. Come on, church. I know I just said something like that.
Wow. Yes, sir. Yeah. That was rich.
Yeah, so, man of God, you talk about in this song, you sang about it, and you ministered to me, and everybody listening to this broadcast talking about change me. Without going too deep or too personal, share your testimony about how God was able to reach down inside of Tracy Satterwhite and change some things that you can say now you walk in victory.
Man, that song is a testimony of my life. At the time that song was presented to me from the composer and writer, husband and wife team, Don Washington and Kim Washington. Kim Washington wrote it. Don Washington produced it. When they presented it to me, I was at a point in my life where I needed a change. I was me and my wife were separated. I was living a life that I shouldn't have been living outside of my marriage.
I asked God
at that point, even in my sin, I asked God for a change. And that's when that song came to me. That's when they presented that song to me. Changing me. Okay. It was what I needed right at that time. I asked God for a change, and God changed my life. And that song is a testimony of what God has restored in my marriage. Me and my wife are still together. We've been together for 20 years now.
Come on.
And this situation was at least 5-6 years ago. But God has restored, man, and he has made our marriage even stronger. But the devil still tries to come in and attack. But the fact that we're stronger now, we have more of a defense. And we know that God has already given us the victory. So that song is a deep testimony, man, of where God has brought me from, bro.
Lord Jesus, you got me running up in here, bro. Because listen, let me tell you something. God will do it. He'll do some things over and beyond what we expect. And while you was testifying, man of God, I heard Donnie McClurkin say, we fall down.
Yes, sir, but we get up.
We get up. God is able. And listeners, what we are trying to say is that as we strive for perfection, we are always mindful that we are subject to fall and make mistakes. But just like we were talking about a man and his emotions, it's okay to cry, but we don't keep crying. We don't stay in those crying states over a long period of time because all that's going to do is just spoil us and lead us to hopelessness. What that do is you cry. You get it out. You admit it. You face it. You look at it. Now, Heavenly Father God, can you help these tears lead me to a solution that I need? I'd have freed myself from whatever anguish, anxiety, sadness, or stress that I needed to. Now it's time to recover. Now it's time to walk in the strength of God Almighty. Amen, amen. Let me tell you something, man of God. What led you? And by the way, I want you to get in touch with woman of God, Kim, man of God, Don Washington, tell them you met an on-fire brother that has a radio broadcast that would love for them to be my special guest, and they can send their music just like I want you to keep sending it to. Will you give them that message for me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I sure will. No problem at all.
Man of God. Thank you, man of God. What I want you to do is, when you gospel composers, musicians, writers, and singers approach music that's related specifically to the Bible scriptures, like Psalms 142. All right, now you know where I'm going. What compels you? What compels you to reach in and grab certain particular scriptures, particularly the Psalms, the poetic scriptures of the Bible? These were songs, by the way. We say psalm, but these are literal songs that were sang. We read them and we speak them, but listeners, all you Bible scholars know, these were songs that were sung, praises unto God, in all of the different veins of our human relationships and proclivities. What was it about Psalms 1 and 42 that captured your spirit?
Man of God, me and my wife were reading at that time together. We were reading the Bible together. So my wife actually wrote that song. My wife and I wrote that song. Yes. My wife and I actually wrote that song together. And that's a prelude to where after the change and after the redeemed, now we're celebrating what God has done, because the text says, I cried out and he heard my cry.
Yeah.
So there's the victory in that he heard my cry. Even in my situation, even in the depth of my situation, God heard my cry. And that's where that song comes from, man. And we wrote that song together, and we love it. And it's strictly scriptural based. And it just encouraged the body. We wanted to encourage the body of Christ that no matter where you are, no matter your situation, God will hear your cry.
Amen. That's beautiful. I love husband and wife collaborations, because there is a spirit out there, an illegitimate, demonic, dark spirit out there that's trying to reduce marriage, the covenant of marriage by our God, to just a piece of paper. They say, oh, it's just a piece of paper. It ain't nothing. No. We speaking against that lie from the pit of hell. Marriage is honorable and acceptable because it was instituted by our God for a man and a woman. Hello. I'm going to leave it right there.
Yes,
man and a woman.
live
together in harmony, in connection and mutual contribution to each other's well-being. So I'm going to help you out, good brother. Listen, Sister Satterwhite, he was going to call your name. Matter of fact, he's going to call your name right now as a composer and writer for Psalm 142. Come on.
Yes. My wife, Simona Satterwhite, is the writer of Psalms 142, along with myself. It is produced by Will Suddit. And we thank God for what he's doing through our music, and we just want to encourage the body of Christ that no matter where you are, God will hear your cry.
He'll do it. And woman of God, Simona Satterwhite, just let you know, you owe me lunch. Praise the Lord.
Yup. Gotta put your hands on this one. We come to encourage you today. No matter your situation, God will hear your cry. I brought some friends with me. Joy, help me. Thank you. some praise.
Y'all better give God some praise up in here, up in here. Thank you, Holy Spirit God, for using us as your chosen vessels. Hallelujah.
You are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
Fire, fire, fire. We are that inspirational, evangelistic, internet radio broadcast that is reaching out to the whole wide world to share the message of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, that he came, he ministered, he did miraculous things, he preached, and he spoke and talked like no other man ever before him. He is God in human flesh. We're not going to apologize for that. We're not going to compromise that. We're not going to take it back because it's the truth of the word of God. So we are here to broadcast that message, and we are so proud to be able to do so. My special guest is here with me, gospel artist, man of God, Tracy Satterwhite, and he just got through giving us a spirit of celebration here with that song, Psalms 142. Amen. Goes right there. Oh, beautiful song. What would you say after 40 years of being dedicated in music ministry? I like to get the take from my veteran music ministers on what are the most valuable lessons that you've learned in ministry, because see, ushers don't get it like choir members do. And the average lay person really does not understand, unless they're involved in some sort of ministry work at the church, what it takes to be able to minister in a group of people with their own personalities, their own different levels of Christ-likeness, maturity, and otherwise, and then have this gift, have this talent, have this anointing, and then have to come together as a one unit, one voice, not understanding the practice, the rehearsals, the commitment for time, the going to work even, going to a choir rehearsal even after work. And then we don't understand that. I've been blessed to be singing in the choir, so I, to some degree, can relate. But can you share with us what it takes to be able to maintain, not just in a choir, but what does it take to be able to maintain your positive productivity as a child of God in choir, in teaching, in preaching, or wherever you may be, because I'm sure it's got to be some common wisdom.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. There are two things. You have to believe that God has given you the talent to do what he called you to do, and then you have to have a passion for it. Even within the group, there has to be a mindset of oneness. We all have to be on the same mindset of where we're going with the ministry and what we're trying to achieve with the ministry, and not let selfishness come in the way. I've been singing with a group for 20 years called Joy, which is an acronym for Jesus Our Yoke. They're featured on my new single, Psalms 142. And we've been together for over 20 years, and we still have the same love for each other that we had when it began. The devil did try to come in and block some things and try to break us up. But the fact that we had the same mindset, we didn't let that deter us. We were told and we were promised that we would record a CD 20 years ago. But now here 20 years later, God has given us the opportunity and blessed us with the opportunity to have a new single out. The devil thought he had us. But God,
come on,
in his way, in his grace, had already provided a way of escape. So there has to be a passion for what you do as well as ministry. Because if there's not a passion, you will easily fall away. But the passion compatible with the ministry and the anointing that God has on your life, that's what causes you to have longevity in the music industry. Because there come times where you wanna throw your hands up and quit. But because of the fact that you know that God has his hands on you, you can fight through those hard times and make it on the other side.
Amen. Well, actually, if you think about it, those testings, those confrontationals, those demonic confrontationals is actually a backhanded compliment. Because if we were not being effective kingdom builders for our God, the devil wouldn't even be wasting no time with us. So it's really a backhanded compliment. And that's good for what you said for anybody. I like that you all over my summary. I'm going to be talking about go up higher a little bit later in the broadcast, and hopefully we'll be able to discuss Luke 14 and 10 where we talk about going up a little bit higher. But one of my reference scriptures in my summary is Philippians 2 and 5. And you just got through saying about that oneness of the mind. Philippians 2 and 5 says, let this mind be in you, which also was also in Christ Jesus. Now, I know you said you've been in my music ministry for 40 years, but I think I started hearing that preacher voice in you while you were sharing. I tried to look up your autobiography. And your autobiography, his Facebook page is his, where it says about, I went there to get some information, man, it was clean as my car is right now. I was like, well, I guess I just have to ask him about any ministerial occupations that goes with music, preaching and teaching, because I did hear a distinct voice coming from you as you were speaking, and it wasn't just a regular run-of-the-mill. I love Jesus. I think I heard some preaching up in there. Come on now. Help me out. Yes, sir.
I am a minister as well. Even your music leader has to be able to give a word.
Thank you.
Your music should be grounded in the word. Mm. So even in music ministry, you have to be able to have a word. Because without the word, it says, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Without the word, we won't be able to live. We won't be able to survive.
Ooh.
So yes, I am a minister and a music minister as well. Yes, sir.
Words of encouragement, because what this is my concern, man of God. What we fail to realize is that when the Bible says that God made us in his image, that means that there are certain qualities and certain abilities that God has, that he has bestowed upon us to much lesser degrees. But yet still, he said that his word would not return unto him void. And he also said that when he spoke, things were created. So we need to be mindful of the power of speaking. Amen.
Yes, sir.
You can speak yourself in a situation. You can speak yourself out of a situation by faith, because it's not our power that is the one that elevates us or alleviates us from stress and turmoil. It is us making the connection with the one all-powerful one that has the power. He just wants to use us as conduits. So with that being said, man of God, our scripture tells us in Luke 14 and 10, I'm just going to pick your brain for a minute if you don't mind, because I love for my listeners to not only just appreciate who you are in music ministry, but I want you all to get full recognition for you all being Bible disciplinarians, students of the Word of God, because it takes that to be able to compel us to reach higher and, like you said, continue on in our ministry. Luke 14 and 10, it says, but when thou art bidden, go and sit down in the lowest room, that when he that bade thee cometh, he may say unto thee, friend, go up higher. Then shalt thou have worship in the presence of them that sat at meat with thee. I'm not mad at nobody, and I'm already touching on my summary, but I posted on Facebook a few weeks ago, and I said, am I the only one that, I said, no. What I said is, let me contact my local community college because I may be the only one that doesn't have a doctor's degree. I ain't mad at nobody. I ain't mad at nobody that have a doctor's degree. But come
hey,
on,
a lot
now,
of those doctor's degrees are honorary, Doc.
Come on, honorary. And I don't, I think we're in the same age group, roughly. But back in the day, there was a prize called Cracker Jack.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And each one of those caramel popcorn boxes always had a special little prize inside. And so when somebody was joning on you or capping on you or cracking on you, whatever part of the country you come from, whenever somebody was joking with you, they say, oh, man, you got that out of a Cracker Jack box. Now, I ain't trying to be funny, but I am being funny. That some of our desires, man of God, to have titles has really, I don't know the correct word to use, but some of our desires may have got us a little bit distracted. You have any comments about that?
Yeah, it can be a distraction. What you're seeking, but we have to stay focused. The Bible says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and all these things shall be added to you." So when we go off track and try to seek popularity and fame, then there's no God in that. Just to tap into your summary, it says, but when you're invited to the lowest place, so that when your host sees you, so therefore there's a sense of humbleness in that text.
Yeah.
So you're sitting in the low place, but it says because you're in the low place, your host will see you. And if the host is Jesus, he will see you in whatever place you are because you're honoring him. But then it goes on to say you will be invited and you will be noticed by the rest of the guests. So therefore, humbleness comes first. Then God will be able to bring you up. He says, "He said you've been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many." So therefore, stay faithful, even as an artist. Stay faithful with what he's giving you. Even though you just may be going from church to church and you see everybody else in these big arenas. But God is going to ask you, what did you do with the churches that I gave you? Not the big arenas that I gave someone else. What did you do with what I gave you? So that's my little 2 cents on your... on the finale. Hope I didn't ruin it for you.
that's just what I gathered from that text.
And that just talks about, you know, it just goes back to where you were. We have to stay focused on not trying to be something that we aren't and trying to see things that God doesn't have in our path.
Yes. I thank you for that 2 cents and then some, sir, because it was right on point. And just to share with you listeners how we have come to appreciate the Word of God as being alive. While man of God, Tracy Satterwhite, was sharing what he shared, he pointed out a word that it just exploded in my mind and my spirit right now. And he said, friend. And when he said, friend, if you think back, our Lord Jesus told the disciples, what did he tell them? He said, I no longer call you servants, but I call you friends.
Call you friends. Yes, sir.
And see, that's the connection right there. Because when you said that our Lord Jesus is the one, primarily the biggest figure, that escorts us from the low place to the high place, because if we try to do it on our own, guess what? We are still subject to our own devices to fail. Even if you can trick your way, if you can massage your way, if you can just work the room with personality and rise above, that is still a potentially crippled stage or support that we are standing on. And I love the fact that when the Bible talks about taking a low position, wouldn't it be a person that has a high mind seeking a high seat or place of authority? See, that's the thing that I'm concerned about, my brother. I don't care how much God elevates us. God can't fill up a cup that's already full. And if we are full,
You need to say
and
that
if
again.
If we are full of ourselves, there's no room for God to fill. And I promise you, I would rather come before God as an empty cup waiting for him to fill me than for me to try to create some stuff on my own thinking that I have arrived. Okay, I'm
yes,
done.
Yes, sir, because the
done.
Water he fills it with, he says you'll never thirst again.
Oh, Jesus, there you go. Now you're preaching.
My water, I have to go back to the well. But he says, the water that I give you.
Yes, sir.
So you
we're
will never thirst again.
We're talking about having your soul watered, having your mind drenched with the word of God so that your body can't help but be refreshed. The Bible says that he will refresh our days as an eagle. We will be restored physically. I'm telling y'all right now. 62 years young, and I still can bench press my own weight. I can still run, and I can still shoot some hoop.
I can't shoot hoop right now because I'm still coming off surgery, but I used to shoot some hoop, too.
Amen. See, we have to take God at his word. We have to let go of unbelief and uncertainty. And I was listening to a sermon. I got one more song from this great man of God. We're going to bless y'all with because we are having a man of God, Tracy Satter White, mini concert right here on this Fire Gospel Experience.
Oh, God
man,
bless
I'm trying to tell y'all, man, God is a sustainer. We need to keep and trust God at his word. See, we sway sometimes back and forth because we let our emotions take the wheel. Our emotions are just to ride along with us. Our emotions are like in the old days of the stagecoach. You had a driver who had two reins on the horses, and you had a assistant driver who had a map and a rifle. He is the one that is helping with the directions. He is the one that has the reinforcement, the armament necessary to defend ourselves. And by the way, there's a saying, too, where it said that God is my co-pilot. And I hear people saying, nah, God ain't my co-pilot. He's my pilot. He ain't my co-nothing. See, in aviation, you have a pilot and a co-pilot. The pilot is the one who flies the plane. The co-pilot is the one who reads the map. So it's the co-pilot who gives the pilot the directions. Yes, he's flying the plane. But I promise you, that pilot is asking the co-pilot, which way do we go now? What's my latitude? What's my longitude? What's my elevation? Because it's the co-pilot, y'all, hello, that gives the direction. So, yes, God is my co-pilot. We just have to keep studying, that's all. Just like treasure that's buried deep, we have to keep studying this living word of God because I promise you, every time we go to it, man of God, there's something alive waiting on us that we didn't even read the first time. And then guess what? If we read it the first time, if we read it again, it'll still have a deeper meaning that is waiting on us to reveal. Come on with some comments before I play this song.
Fresh word, fresh food. Yes, sir. You're exactly right. It'll be something fresh every time you read it. Same
every
scripture,
time.
But it'll be something different that God brings to your mind that pops out in that same text.
Amen.
Each time you read it,
and
he gives you something different.
It's just amazing because it goes back to what we were talking about when we talk about his word. The reason why, check this out, man of God, the reason why they say that there are so many universes that we can't count because when we think about how God created everything that is, how he created something out of nothing, and how when he spoke stars and moons into existence, we think that that was just a one-time experience. But God lives beyond space and time. When God said, let there be light, I've heard it preached, and I've received this in my spirit. His word is still moving forward in creation. When the Bible says he rested, that don't mean he was tired. That means that his work of creation had reached its point. And I believe that point is eternal. I believe that there are still worlds being created. That's just me. because God is such a God of creation. He just does things, and he continues to do things. Just like when he redeemed us, man of God, he continues to redeem us in one form or fashion of another. Being redeemed is not just a one-time act. Yes, we are redeemed for salvation, but we are also being redeemed from old nasty habits, old selfish ways. We're being redeemed from the old man that we were. Come on, somebody. Until
yes,
we
sir.
Are redeemed into this new man in Christ, a workman that needed
yes,
not be ashamed, being renewed into the very image of God.
Found me in ashes in my sin. Darkness clouded my vision. I couldn't win, but I found hope to believe when your love spoke into me. Sacrifice your life so that I may live. Through your grace and your mercy, God, I'm covered still. No more chains holding me, free from pain and suffering. Found in your freedom, faith and forgiveness, saved to your mercy by the blood of the Lamb. Here in your presence, drawn to communion, into obedience, I am redeemed. I was made new through the open door. No longer who I was, I'm so much more. God, your grace covers me. Each new day my soul will sing. Jesus Christ, you restored my life. Looking in your eyes, I am free. Jesus,
come and search my
God, search me.
Give you all control.
Give you all control.
I am.
By the blood of the Lamb, here in your presence, drawn to come in with you into obedience, I am redeemed. Thank you, God.
Being redeemed by the wonderful mercies of God is our ultimate gift from heaven above. Man of God, that is such a moving song. It blesses me every time I listen to it. And I want you to know something too, man of God, that it was not incident or coincident at all that you are my special guest here, because part of my ministry is, man, in between these broadcasts, Saturday at 12 Central Time and then Sunday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. I grew up in Detroit, but I had to come back to my birthplace in Pine Bluff, Arkansas. I'm on Central Standard Time. I make it my business to go through Facebook in some kind of way. Your music popped up from somebody that know you and know me, and I was like, bam, there it is. So I get that question. They said, well, how did you find me and how did you hear my music? That's because I have focused in on what God called me to do. And I know it was God, because just like when Samuel was a little boy, God kept calling him. I was in the midst of deep drug addiction. And after a night of being out, I was totally exhausted. And I was not hallucinating when I heard a voice inside my head 21 years ago say, speak to my people. And then being shook up, because I never heard another voice in my head except my own mind's voice, to clarify that I was not hallucinating off of the down effects of drugs, I heard that same strong, subtle kind male voice say, speak to my people. Now, I'm so far away from speaking to anybody except for a handout. Right. I don't even know how that's possible. But 22 years later and 9 years into broadcasting and have written 2 books, I focused in on, well, God, I don't know how, but I trust that you will lead me, was what motivated me. So I want to pass that on to everybody that's wondering, what will God have you to do? You keep asking God, believe in God, and I promise you, God, if he said it, he's going to make it happen. Amen.
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 And it is so.
And let it be so. That's why we say amen. So a lot of people don't understand, and I don't understand why somebody said, let the church say amen. That is in response to what was already said. So when somebody say, let the church say amen at the beginning, actually, we are supposed to say amen in agreement with whatever word has been spoken, because you just said it, let it be so. You see, I've been studying the scriptures for a while myself, man of God.
Yes,
amen,
sir.
Means
yes, sir.
Let it
yes,
be
sir.
So.
The Bible let says study to show thyself approval.
Unto who?
Unto God.
Come on.
Yes, sir.
When God is satisfied, everybody else going to be satisfied. They don't have no choice. If not, pray for them. That's why God said, pray for your enemies. Man of God, I would sure like to receive a strong seed, word of wisdom, knowledge, and encouragement from you before we let you go. And then I'm going to ask you to do us all a favor and tell us where can you be contacted for ministry purposes, for booking information, as it's called in your field of ministry, and your social media contacts, because I have no problem with my listeners becoming your listeners, my brothers in Christ becoming your brothers and sisters in Christ. I have no problem with sharing the people that love me, coming over there where you are and showing you some love, and then where your music can be downloaded. Give us some words of wisdom before you go.
Yes, sir. I will be giving more of my artist friends your information as well, so be looking to hear from some of my people as well. The only thing I could say to encourage the artists that are out there now is just stay faithful. There are going to be hard times, there are going to be great times, but let your good days outweigh your bad days. And the song says, I won't complain. God will provide. God will
Amen.
Provide. Just stay faithful. God will provide. You can download my music, all of my music, on iTunes, Amazon. I'm on Pandora. I'm on iHeartRadio. St- streaming on Spotify, streaming on YouTube as well. Wherever you download music, you can find me. As far as booking, you can DM me on Facebook, Tracy Satterwhite. I am on IG as well, TSAT_4HGP Productions. I have my own production company. It's called Forest Glory Productions. So that's my IG information. And those are the two ways that you can contact me. You can also contact me at Satterwhite4HGP@gmail.com. That's the number 4, Satterwhite. My last name, 4HGP@gmail.com. Those are all of the ways you can book me, get my music. Thank you for your support, man. I appreciate the opportunity for having me on. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Hey, man, you bless me. You bless me. And listen, my prayer for you, man of God, is that God will graciously grant you 40 more years, because that number 40 is biblical. Amen. Come on now.
Come on, speak, brother, speak.
That number 40 is biblical. So if God gave the children of Israel 40 years to find their way, and if God gave Moses 40 years to find his way, I believe God will give you 40 more years to be more fruitful than you already have been. I'm going to speak this over your life, because your best blessed life is still yet to come. Amen. I'm not going to take it back. I'm going to stick with that. Brother, if there's something going on, I need you to get in touch with me. If you can't get in touch with me and you feel like this is somewhere where I can fit your program in some way, I need you to just put my name down and then get in touch with me and let me know what you need me to do, and it's already done. That's how I roll, good brother. I promise you.
We'll do. Same here, man. We family now, Doc.
I got you, man. Keep that music coming. Take care of that family. Keep God first, and then you're going to be so blessed. You're going to have to find people to share God's blessing with, because it'll be more than you can handle. Man of God, Tracy,
blessings upon you, brother.
Blessings for all the people of God, and guess what? God gets the glory. My good brother, friend, brother in Christ, Reverend Minister Tracy Satterwhite, y'all, was right here on the Fire Doctor Show.
God bless you.
Yes. God bless us with another powerhouse man of God on this Fire Gospel Experience. You want to be my special guest? I dare you. I double dog dare you to get in touch with me and say, good brother Ryan, we heard your broadcast. I am blessed to be on so many syndicated programs. Jerry Rice over there, Positive Power 21 Christian Media. Matt Lepeke's over there at National Gospel Songwriters Conference Radio. Levette Gillespie over at Praise Him More Media, Pam Jones over at the River and Word Gospel Radio Station, and of course, Woman of God that I just had the pleasure of fellowshipping with at the 2023 Music Love Awards, Stephanie McDonald Williams, Albert Unit Praise, United Praise. Let me get it out. United Praise. So listen, be my special guest. Watch God move in your life through this platform and others like mine. I'm not so unique that I'm the only one that has the blessings of God, but I'm telling y'all right now, God has blessed this ministry. That's why the devil is coming after me, y'all. If I was to tell y'all right now all the things that was going on in my life, how the devil is coming against me, y'all would think I'm exaggerating, making it up. But I promise you, I am fighting a spiritual warfare on more than two fronts, y'all. I'm talking about job. I'm talking about finances. I'm talking about health concerns in certain areas. Because I already told you, I'm 62 years young. I'm in good shape. But y'all need to understand, the devil does not play fair. Any opportunity he has, he's not going to be like us. Any opportunity that he has, he's going to take it. So I challenge you, and I'm challenging you too, to go ahead and take advantage of any and every opportunity that God gives you. We're going to win this war because it's a fixed fight. God has already blessed us to win, and there's no way that we can lose. The only way that we can lose, if you show up with little or no faith, that's all it takes. So get in touch with me. Ron E. Jefferson. Give me a call, 870-413-0220 is my direct cell phone number. Give me a call or hit me up on Facebook, y'all. Ron E. Jefferson, right there on Facebook. And I promise you, we going to make some things happen. Lord, I thank you, Jesus, for blessing the people of God to do your will. Like man of God, Jason Singleton. Lord, you just blessed my soul. And I haven't been the same ever since. Thank you, Lord.
Got a hand clap for praise.
CEO of Bledsoe Records, speaker and promoter, and you are listening to Fire, the gospel experience where the fire is a moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I am inviting all up-and-coming artists to contact me to take your gift, talent, and ministry to another level. You can contact me by phone at 870-318-6409 or email me at blessedso.promo@gmail.com. God wants you to do all that you can to bring him glory, and I want that for you as well. Until then, keep it tuned in and to Fire, the gospel experience, which will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Be a blessing to your family, friends, and coworkers by telling them all about FIRE on this station. It's all about kingdom building.
You better believe it. It's all about kingdom building. That's what we're here for, to give God his just due praise, to honor him, and to encourage everyone that's listening to this broadcast. We want you to be empowered in this faith because we are under severe attack. They are trying to minimize Christianity. People are trying to act like it ain't everything that we know it is to be true. And God is requiring us to take a stand wherever you are, in your community, certainly, definitely, first of all, in our lives, and then in our home, and then in our neighborhoods, and wherever we go. Let it spread worse than COVID-19. We're going to let the virus of sanctification, we're going to let the Spirit of God turn this virus into an embodiment of beauty that comes from the very throne of God, our Maker. Woman of God, Tyranny Blood, so if you're looking for some sort of management in relationship to your music ministry, you need to get in touch with Tyranny Blood. So she manages groups, she manages musicians, she manages artists. And if you are ready and willing to receive some God-filled instruction, leadership, mentorship, so that your ministry can be perfected, you need to get in touch with her. This is the hour of FIRE, the gospel experience, where I have the pleasure of introducing artists, musicians, writers, people that have blessed us in so many different ways in music ministry to come and let me shine this spotlight on them, to take them beyond where they're already known. This young man I had the pleasure of meeting recently, I'm talking about a week ago, right there in Little Rock, 2023 Music Love Awards. This young man has been blessed to receive the Music Love Awards for Best Musician of the Year. I have his music. I'm going to be expecting more music from him. I'm expecting more accolades from him. I'm expecting more fruit for the glory of God from him. And just being connected with you people of God in some way allows me the beautiful privilege of knowing that, hey, I know that brother, I know that sister. We are working on building God's kingdom together, and there's not a better feeling. Sometimes you'll find somebody that's in the family of God that may be closer than your actual blood family, because blood is thicker than water, and there is no thicker blood than the blood of Jesus. Amen. It goes right there. So listen, y'all. Let me bring this young man on. He is such a proud young man in Jesus. I had to bring him on. Y'all know how I do, man. I meet these learned people of God, and then they just bless me. So he is a young man that is a married young man. I got a chance to see his wife. I didn't shake his hand or hug her, but Destiny Jenna Michelle Brodus is the wife of this man of God, Kelton KJ Brodus, out of Atlanta, y'all, coming from the ATL. My special guest for shining out the spotlight. Come on in the room, KJ Brodus, and let your light shine for Jesus.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me on, man.
Bless you, man of God. Welcome, welcome, welcome to FIRE Gospel Experience. Again, congratulations on your 2023 Music Love Awards for Best Musician of the Year. Congratulations, man of God.
Thank you very much, man. Glad to be on. I'm very glad for the opportunity. And yeah, I love seeing you over there. You know, everybody's been really cool over there. It was a wonderful experience.
Hey. Wonderful experience, man. We had church up in there, I mean, for two straight days, man. We just lit up that Four Points by Sheraton hotel. I believe it's probably still going from the residue of God just being in the room. We had such a wonderful time. What I want you to do before I start playing some of your music, I want you to just go ahead and introduce yourself to the listening audience. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Who is KJ Brodus?
Yeah, my name is Kelton Broadus, a.k.a. KJ Broadus. I make a lot of music, primarily in the Christian EDM world and also in the Christian hip-hop world. I'm also the founder of Heaven's Lane Network. It's basically a network based on, that's focused on discipleship, encouragement and also promoting other artists, things like that. It's a newer thing that I'm still working on, but it's slowly becoming bigger and bigger every single day. I'm really glad that God's given me this platform and ability to be able to teach and also platform other people so that we can all be one big network. You know, the Seventh Lane Network, it's a network. You know, we're all networking. And, you know, I've been making music about 10 years, 10, 11 years. And, yeah, I gave my life to Christ 2019. That's when I really started taking God seriously. And from there, it's been getting bigger and getting bigger.
Amen. I like how you put that, because I can recall having an experience like that myself, taking God seriously. Because being baptized at 15, I thought just being baptized, willing to go to church every now and then, and then accepting the fact that God is real, I thought that was all it was to it. I didn't understand that all this Bible reading, studying, and living a certain lifestyle had anything to do with it until I was like 24 years old. So I guess you could say I was living on extended grace for 9 years, but that is so similar to so many testimonies that I've heard of how people have thought one thing and then came to a better understanding as years went by and, like you said, got serious for Christ. So what would you suggest are some of the things that helped you get serious about God? What moved in your life? What changed?
Well, one thing that is very much a highlight in my understanding of who Jesus is the Sermon of the Mount, right? Everything that Jesus says in the Sermon on the Mount is almost completely contradictory to human nature, but it's on the road to peace and fellowship and right standing with God and being able to rely more on God than our own strength and other people's strength. Because, you know, you will never be enough for the world, but guess what? God teaches us to be holy, and that's what we should be focused on. But the thing about it is what we think as human beings is holy is not what's holy to God. No one was preaching this sermon until Jesus preached it, right? And Jesus puts it in a way that's so simple, but yet for us and our own strength, it's so hard to follow even one of those things, like give to all those who ask, right? Pray for those who persecute you. You know, people don't go around saying those types of things. And, you know, realizing that, I started realizing, like, God is much more there's a purity that he's at already and the thing that he preaches that humans are not at, and they can't get there without Jesus. And I had to put my pride away and say, Jesus, okay,
come on.
Teach me how to be this way. Teach me how to do this. And show me how this is better. Show me how this is going to make the world a better place. Show me how this is going to make me a better man for my wife, a better man for my family, a better man for my career and everywhere else.
That's good. That's good. I like that. I like that. I like the profound and the concise way that you put that. So, man of God, this song that you sent me, and I'm looking for more music from you, please feel free to send it. You don't need my permission. Just send it, and I'll play it. And I want you gospel artists to understand that you do not have to be my special guest. Whenever I play your music, I always send you the archive because I understand it helps with distribution and marketing. Now, we're not talking about doing things the world's way, but we do know that exposure is what our ministry and our commission is all about. Whether you speaking it, whether you singing it, God gave us a commandment. He said, start right here in Jerusalem and then go to Judea and then go to all other parts of the earth. That means start where you are and then move out where you are. And then as far as God take you, take this gospel message with you. So, man of God, tell us about glory. What is it about the glory of God that compels you to keep believing in Jesus?
Glory. You mean the song or just the glory of God?
However that question hits you.
Amen. Well, the glory of God, I get to definitely talk about that. Well, it's a little weird to talk about sometimes because it's really based off of, in order to receive it, it's more based off of the faith of others. You know, I've talked about in the past about my struggles in faith sometimes and my ups and downs in this faith walk since the day I got saved. But those key moments that I remember that really exude the glory of God in a way that I cannot deny that I can't disrespect, that I can't just be like, oh, just forget about it, I'm going to leave God. You know what I mean? These things kept me where I am today. They kept me in the faith, and they continue to keep me. You know, in the Bible, in the book of Revelation, it says that they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony.
Come on.
And these are things that I have in my testimony that I need to testify of, because it, I mean, why would I testify of it if it never happened? These things happen.
Yes, sir.
And they cut me. And in these moments, I've seen the glory of God. You may not believe it, but there's one time I was in some training and we were outside and everybody was doing exercise and, you know, people started heat catting. We call it heat catting, and they become heat casualties. And they started dropping left and right, left and right, left and right.
Yeah.
There was no rain on the forecast. It was a perfect clear sky, right? And I'm not even kidding. And I was like, you know what? People are like having heat strokes. People are in these medical issues, and it's just not good out here. So I slid off to my own little area, and I was like, Lord, just bring a cold north wind, bring rain, bring, and just so I know that is you, God. Bring thunder, bring the clouds, bring the wind, everything. So I know that it came from you, so I can testify it.
Amen.
So I can testify about you from it. 5 minutes later, the lightning, the rain, the wind, the clouds, and the whole sky went dark, everything, and it started raining. No one passed out since. No one fell out since. Right?
Wow.
The thing that I regret the most sometimes, though. Yeah, and the thing that I regret the most sometimes is I didn't share it as much as I said I would in that prayer. But now I want to use this opportunity to share that, because that's something that's part of my testimony, right? And that's something that has allowed me to overcome the challenges that I've had with my faith. The glory of God showed up, and that saves you. And it's important that if you ever see anything in your life, or if you're able to testify about anything that could even be possibly God's glory, remember that and hold fast to it. Because if you want to hold on to your faith, remember those moments. Because the world's going to tell you that that's not real, that God can't do that. But you were there. You saw that happen. You saw God do that. Nobody else can tell you about what you saw God do in your life. Right?
Preach.
If God made it rain, you're telling him, he made it rain. We've seen that on every single Sunday. That open the floodgates of heaven.
Come on.
Let it rain. You do that all the time, right? So how about
let it rain.
Amen.
Well, I know one thing, man of God, that, two things I want to bring to the conversation is that all of our testimonies have a given place and time to be spoken. And the second thing is, because of that experience, that has helped your encouragement 100-fold, where now, as you are led to testify, there won't be that hesitation, there won't be that withholding from this point on, because you have learned that it's like fire shut up in your bones if you try to hold your peace. Amen.
Gotta do my best for your glory.
Giving God his just due praise, his just due glory in my shine artist spotlight with man of God, KJ Brodus is here. And my God, my God, I love that beat. I love those words, man. I see why that you were awarded Musician of the Year for the 2023 Music Love Awards, man of God. Is there any projects that you have going on, new music, new concerts, any events going on in your ministry that you want to share?
Actually, a couple of things. My music, I'm actually planning to do a album coming up. It's going to be a pretty big project, especially after some recent events online and things like that. I think it's going to be a really good opportunity. I might actually open it up to make it possibly a deluxe album, so be on the lookout for that.
Okay.
And having a slight network, I'm going to be uploading a lot more often on YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, make sure that, you know, getting that consistency up and bringing out to more bigger audience, but also want to start sponsoring other projects. So we're going to be doing that a lot more and soon working on some discipleship groups, even maybe, if possible, if things go well, start ordaining some folks. But that's a bigger conversation for later. But, yeah, I'm also looking for a little bit of help, so I'll be posting, like, opportunity flyers for HSM in the near future as well.
Amen. I think that's wonderful. Sounds like you got that, not just the musician and the composer part, but it sounds like I hear that sound engineering skills in you as well. So listen, man of God, you keep doing what you're doing, man. How can my listeners get in touch with you on social media, and where can you be contacted for booking for any concerts, any upcoming concerts? Might be a church revival going on. People are going to want you to be a part of their event. How can you be reached for booking? Share your social media contacts. And I believe you shared where your music can be downloaded, but share that again so that my listeners can make sure they support you.
Yeah, you can find me anywhere on social media, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, KJ Broadus, Broadus. That's where all my music is. And for Heaven's Flame Network, it's Heaven's Flame Network on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook. Everywhere Booking, if you want to book me or have anything set up, just contact me on Messenger. I will literally reply to anything. My email is kelton.j.broadus, B-R-O-A-D-U-S, at gmail.com. As well as you can also contact Heaven's Play Network, the actual official email for Heaven's Play Network. It should be hfmglobal.official@gmail.com. I'd love to see what you guys have, and I'd love to bring you all on and help you all out and see which ways I can help answer your questions, all that. Other than that, that should be everything.
Amen. Any words of parting wisdom that you'd like to share?
Well, one big one is have patience. Trust God. Don't quit. And remember your testimony. Mm. Remember your testimony and not quitting, and perseverance is the biggest thing that will hold your faith together if you feel like giving up.
Amen. Well, let me share this word of wisdom and encouragement with you, man of God. The scripture says that we believers are the apple of God's eye. That is the most sensitive and the most articulate part of the eye, which God is saying, you all have my full attention. I have my determined focus on you to bless you, to keep you, for your overall well-being, so much so that the overflow of God's blessing will spill over into the lives of the people around you. I'm believing that prayer for you, and I'm going to continue to pray for you and look forward to whatever kingdom collaboration God permits us to have. Bless you, man of God. I appreciate you joining me in my Shine Out of Spotlight. I look forward to having you come back real soon.
Thank you very much for having me on. I was glad to be on. Thanks for the opportunity. I love the podcast. Love the radio show, man. What you doing? I very much enjoyed meeting you at the Music Love Awards as well. Hopefully
yes,
we can
sir.
Be there
yes,
next
yes,
year. Alumni squad, you know what I mean?
Amen. Sounds like a plan, man of God. Man of God! KJ Kelton Brodus was here, and he's doing this thing for Jesus, y'all. Y'all already see that. That's for sure. Amen, amen, amen. He sent me some more music. I'm going to go ahead and see if I can go on and upload it before we end this broadcast, because he's got such a unique gospel sound. I want to just let this young man's ministry explode, if you will. And I consider it an honor and a pleasure to meet him and young women just like him that love Jesus, because it kind of reminds me back in my younger years when I was just loving the fellowship of those that had come before me, the encouragement, the prayers, the fellowship, the feeling of like I do belong in the family of God is a blessing and a gift all by itself. You're tuned in to Fire, 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 the gospel experience. Listen, y'all. I know it's sort of been like a man's day with all my brothers, because I did put out the call. I said, brothers, where you at? Sisters, just overwhelming Fire the Gospel Experience with their special guest appearances, Shine Out of Spotlight, Word Up Inspiration, and music. Brothers, where y'all at? And y'all have come through like champions that you are, and I appreciate it. But right now, here is Woman of God breaking in for the sisters. Lana Reese wants you to do one thing if you don't do nothing else, and that is to put your trust in God. Same thing man of God KJ Brodus just told y'all.
There were times in my life I thought I couldn't make it. Jesus fell right on in, cross I couldn't take it. When my way was rough, ooh, I felt like I couldn't take it. Seemed like every step I took, it took me back 5 times. Then I called the name of
encourage you.
My back was against the wall. Tried to do things my way. Felt like I would fall. But then I'll call the name of the Lord, the name above every name. Jesus, 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 He came to my rescue. Let me encourage you. He won't leave you, no, no, no.
Hello, I am Apostle Designate Minister John E. Roth, creator and host of the Let's Talk to the Lord Gospel Radio Talk Show, and you are listening to Fire, the gospel experience where the fire is a moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I pray that my song will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Keep it tuned in and bless your family, friends, and co-workers by telling them about Fire on this station.
It's all about kingdom building. That is my good brother that I had the pleasure of meeting years ago when I first stepped into this internet radio broadcasting designate. Apostle John E. Ross in Let's Talk to the Lord broadcast. Amen. You're talking about a young man that loves Jesus. He's on Facebook. Check out his broadcast, and I promise you, you'll be blessed. Just like you're blessing, and maybe even more than you do on this Fire Gospel Experience. We're going to give y'all our sanctified best. I just want to share with you all from the Word of God, from Luke 14 and 10, where our Lord Jesus is talking about going up just a little bit higher. Amen. Goes right there. Go higher, y'all. Go higher than you have been. Go higher than your expectations, but not on your own. No, the message is that we go higher as God elevates us. And the Word of God says from King James, but when thou art bidden, go and sit down in the lowest room. And when he hath bade thee cometh, he may say unto thee, friend, go up higher. Then shalt thou have worship in the presence of them that sat at meat with thee. The Living Bible translation from Luke 14 and 10 says, but do this instead. Start at the foot. And when your host sees you, he will come and say, friend, we have a better place than this for you. Thus, you will be honored in front of all the other guests. I can recall as a young teenage Christian being introduced by way of the pulpit, the speaker to declare the mighty and living Word of God. I knew him to be the preacher for the hour. Some were also called reverend, and other leaders were known as the pastor. Over the course of many years, I watched those church delineations evolve to be known as bishop,
apostle, overseer, shepherd, and now the more popular one seems to be the most sought after recognition, attribute, and accomplishment known as doctor. I truly and sincerely applaud those who have endeavored to strive for such higher educational and ministerial designations and distinctions. But, my concern are for those who have chosen this pursuit as if to be elevated above all others in some way, form, or fashion. I find it so ironic that one of the most necessary callings, giftings, and positions in the church body of our Christ, and still yet to be preached on, is the gift of helps. Come on, somebody. 1 Corinthians 12:23 says, "And as for those parts of the body which we consider less honorable, these we treat with great honor. And our less presentable parts are treated with greater modesty, while our more presentable parts do not require it. But God has combined the whole body, giving greater honor to that part which lacks it, so that there would be no division or discord in the body." That is lack of adaptation of the parts to each other, but that the parts may have the same concern for one another. Again, our sermon scripture, Luke 14:10 says, "But when thou art bidden, go and sit down in the lowest room." Now, once I began my journey to more fully and applicably understand this Christ-like way to live, I so eagerly counted all joy to be included in the great eternal number of believing saints of the Most High God, to be included wherever there is room. Aren't you glad also that there is always room enough at the foot of our Lord Jesus' cross? I know I am, and I'm looking forward to watching the parade of saved new convert saints come to find rest and peace and eternal life in the promises of our Lord Jesus Christ, God Almighty. Yet, there may be those times and opportunities where just due recognition comes our way for applause, appreciation, and the spotlight of love and embracement for our labors and commitments. But even with all that being said, the Apostle Paul wants us to continue to lay hold and maintain a sense of spiritual gravity where our heads don't get too anxious and overinflated, where our feet does not even continue to touch the ground. Luke 14:10b says that when he that bade thee coming, he may say unto thee, "Friend, go up higher." Let us always be in the inner consideration of a grateful servant, always leaving room within ourselves for others to be recognized, and even more so than we are. Our natural desires to rise above the crowd of those around us can also be seduced and lead us into unintentional traps. Our enemy, the devil, is a master manipulator at using us against our own selves. Yes. And when it comes at the expense of others, to be the old double whammy, two for one blow to us believers. We can hurt ourselves, and in the process, we can find ourselves hurting others. We're tuned in to Fire, the gospel experience, where we're talking about going up higher in Luke 14:10. Amen. It goes right there. And don't you know, man of God, Anthony Jefferson? I got to check that out, because he might be family. Jefferson, y'all heard me. He just wants us to see God, because, amen, that is crucial. That is elementary in our service to God, seeking God and letting God have first place in our lives. Amen. Amen goes right there. Anthony Jefferson is in the house, y'all, and he is sharing the good news of the gospel in a very interesting and a very confrontational yet loving way, where he just wants us to just seek God. God says, "Seek me, and I'll take care of everything else."
It's in your broken place, it's where I'll feel you. It's in your broken place, it's where I'll find you. It's in your your broken place. Your strength is grace. If you see me with your whole heart, that's where you find me, right where you are. If you see me with your whole heart, that's where you find me, right where you are.
Amen, amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Man of God, I'm going to say family, family. Anthony Jefferson wants to share the word from God. He says, seek me first. Seek the Lord while he may be found. The Bible declares that God would not always strive with men, so we need to be about the business of declaring God as our very own, so that more importantly, he can declare us as being his own, because that's really what it's all about. We are sharing from an inspirational thought, Go Up Higher, Luke 14 and 10. And the word of God says in so many different ways that we need to be about the business of seeking God, seeking him first. Amen. The word of God says that it's a continuous work. Before we get to Philippians 2 and 5, it's a continuous work to keep our minds well endowed in the framework that our Lord Jesus has set aside and even designed a template for us from his very own life. Philippians 2 and 5 tells us to let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Talking about going up higher. Amen. And if you want to go up higher, the way to go is to take the low road so that God can elevate us. It's interesting. Have you ever noticed at the beginning of some of our worship services, just prior to introducing the guest speaker or the speaker, a word or two of praise and adoration to our God is given? We then, the congregation, responds with applause, waving hands, and possibly clapping, and even standing briefly to our feet. Y'all can recall those times. We've all done it. We've all been there. Yet, when the speaker is introduced, there is a more lengthy time of attention given. Now, I sincerely believe that our God should always come first in accolades, adoration and appreciation far above anyone else in time spoken. Regardless of how great and renowned the speaker is, God deserves our highest praise always. And then back to our summary scripture, Luke 14 and 10, C clause says, thou shalt have worship in the presence of them that sit at meat with thee. Now, having just recently attended the 2023 Music Love Awards in Little Rock, Arkansas, August 18th and 19th, 2023, I was very blessed and much appreciative of having Fire, the Gospel Experience, nominated for Podcast of the Year. I'm proud to announce the winner in that category was Woman of God, I believe also Pastor Carolyn Penn Olenevi. And I was so happy and excited to see her shock and humble surprise to be announced as Podcast of the Year winner of the broadcast, The Treasure Within. She's on Facebook. Check her out. Carolyn Penn Olenevi, The Treasure Within. Now, as I stated in our 2023 Music Love Awards Facebook group, my award was the fellowship of the saints. Seeing them and being with them was worth more than anything else to me. The smile, the words of encouragement and compliments, the hugs and all those pictures, the great feeling of loving and having a caring family that will stay with us always. Even after we have all departed and gone on our separate ways, the spiritual connections last a lifetime, eternally speaking. This is the beautiful benefit of starting low, where we have an opportunity to collaborate with all of God's anointed children, and not just those who are blessed to have higher authorities and places of position in God. It may very well be those of us who are willing to sit in the lower places to actually be the ones who are there for us when we need them the most. And then if God so chooses to provide us with ways of prosperity, we will always be grateful for the experience to remember where we've always previously been, to keep us all humble and to greet our brothers and sisters in love, no matter where we may sit in the body of Christ, and all to the glory of our God the Father, Jesus our Savior, and Holy Spirit God our Comforter. Amen, amen, and amen again. My God, my God. You're tuned in to Fire, the Gospel Experience. I want to thank my special guest, man of God, musician, composer, preacher, teacher, extraordinaire, Tracy Satterwhite, and man of God, KJ Kelton Brothers, for coming in and blessing us on what you, we can, I'm just going to make it a men's day. Y'all blessed us, and I thank y'all so much. I just want to leave y'all with one final word, and that is, all good leaders were great followers. Until next Fire Gospel Experience, you all be blessed in the name of Jesus. We're going to go back to the old school with the Lighthouse Singers, letting us know God, he's so good to me, I got to go run tell it. Until next time, y'all be blessed in the name of our Lord and our Savior, our Redeemer, Messiah, Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know the Lord. I know the Lord has been good.
Share the real emotion. Share the real life.